It's Thursday, June 27th, almost the end of the first month of summer, and I'm here with my good friend CJ. CJ, how are you today?
I'm going to answer your question with the question, Scott.
Go.
Are you in or are you out?
I am in. I am 100% in, CJ.
Do you know what you're in for?
Yes, I think.
You don't know.
Maybe I don't. I may be out then.
Scott, I've been, what's the last word of every single podcast we've done for the last year?
Reciprocals.
Reciprocals. Scott, we've been putting some loose change into the Golf Karma piggy bank every podcast. And my friend, our investment has paid off.
Where are we going?
On my trip. So right now I'm in the meat of a golf trip sandwich.
Yes.
Last week I did golf trip number one to Ireland. Beautiful trip. I'll talk a little bit about
that. I gather, yes.
On the airplane, sitting in our business class seat, I'm the only guy on my trip going from Boston to Ireland. I'm surrounded by another golf trip. Instantly made friends with these guys. They're from a Quidneck club in Rhode Island near Newport.
Quidnesset?
A Quidneck.
Mm-hmm.
We have set up a home and home match, 8-on-8.
I'm in.
With the Quidneck Club.
CJ, I'm in, obviously. You're in.
I had you in. I had you listed already.
So
I figured. I just
do we
assumed.
Have dates on this, or is this just in pre-planning stage?
Looking like July 31st at Neshottoc, and they're getting back to me on the Quidneck. I got to say, I think that we're coming out pretty good on this reciprocal, because he said, I hope you guys don't mind. We're taking caddies. Well, I looked at the site for the club. It's on the water. It's gorgeous. Brendan Shortell has played there, says it's fantastic.
Well, Brendan Shortell's not part of the eight, is he?
He's part of the eight.
Oof.
We need a lawyer.
Oh, good point. Yeah. We never know what might happen in the parking lot after.
I think we might need to take a team bus down and back to Rhode Island.
That I like. I like that idea.
So I'll get a team bus for us.
Well, we also have to have, we traditionally, like we did with the Twi, we had to have lunch beforehand, right? It's going to be an afternoon thing?
Afternoon. It's going to be just like a Twi. We're going to have dinner after.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But so, then we'll do that here.
We'll do that here, and then either just before or just after, we'll do it in Rhode Island.
Is this a money match?
I'm assuming that's going to take form very
quickly. CJ, I don't get out of bed for less than $100. You know that.
There will be more than pride on the line, I'll tell you
okay.
that.
Okay. Thank God. Good job, CJ. Look what you're capable of on the airplane.
I know. Yeah, it was great. I saw one of the guys was reading a Jack Reacher book. I was like, oh, Jack Reacher, I love that. And he's like, you know what? Actually, I realized I've already read this one. So he gave it to me, and I read half the book on the plane.
That happens great. With Jack Reacher books. There are so many of them. You realize halfway through, shit, he's in, like, Iowa. I think I've read this one before.
Yeah.
The Jack Reacher TV show is pretty good. Have you watched that?
Oh,
the one on Prime?
I'm all in. I've seen all the movies.
Yeah.
All the And I got to say, the guy who plays Jack Reacher in the Amazon Prime series is in a movie, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Okay.
You got to watch it. It's based on a true story.
Is it on streaming?
It's on streaming.
Okay.
You might have to pay to rent it right now because it's pretty new. But based on a true story, it's a World War II era. Basically, like, before secret agents existed, Britain used some prisoners, basically got some guys out of prison with military experience, to go and sabotage a supply boat that was supplying the German U-boats that were sinking all the ships coming across the Atlantic. And they saw this as critical to getting the U.S. into the war so that the U.S. could actually have safe passage to Britain.
Right. Good.
And things that are true from the story, part of the headquarters for this secret operation was a man named Ian Fleming.
The 007 Ian Fleming?
Author of James Bond.
No way.
And the lead guy on these missions is known to be the inspiration for James Bond himself.
That is fantastic. Is that the guy that the Jack Reacher character plays?
No, Jack Reacher plays an awesome, like, Swedish assassin.
Really?
Who uses a bow and arrow a lot. But the lead guy is played by the guy who played Superman. I'm blanking on his name. But
Henry Cavill?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And the real-life guy.
He was in Mission Impossible movies.
Right.
He was a bad guy.
Yeah, he's great in this. And the real-life guy, like, married a movie star, so he was, like, definitely the James Bond profile.
Wow.
Some really
didn't
cool
Henry
stuff.
Cavill play James Bond at one point?
Oh, no.
I think so. He was in he was in consideration to be James Bond, but he definitely was in Mission Impossible. He might have been in a James Bond movie.
And just to stick with the Amazon Prime thread, there's a documentary called Loopers on there about golf caddies.
It's I've heard of it.
Produced by Bill Murray. One of the courses we played was Lahinch out in Ireland, and my caddy is in, he's in Loopers. He's part of, he's interviewed by, he's a really interesting character. He's legitimately, you think he's joking, but it's true. He has 52 grandchildren.
52 grandchildren.
He had 13 kids. Really interesting character, really funny guy. I had a blast with him. Hank, I apologize for my play on several of those holes and having to.
Did you tell him about our podcast? Do we have new listenership in Ireland now?
So I was a little on the DL about that. Most of my caddies were asking me if I'd heard of Golf Beans.
Yeah, cool. I would expect, right?
Yeah. And
So you acted like you didn't know anything about it?
I said, yeah, you know, I've listened to a few episodes.
Yeah. I wish I knew those guys.
Yeah.
Especially the one guy.
Yeah. Who's that awful man? I had a great. I'll say I had a great time over there. We played eight rounds. Played 6.5 rounds of my own ball, and for me, like on these trips, 2-3 birdies really makes the trip for me.
Sure.
I had eight.
Wow, eight birdies.
Eight. I had, including the signature hole at Lahinch, signature hole at Doombag, two birdies at Ballybunion, which is the hardest course I've ever played by a mile, and then some other less notable birdies throughout the rounds. Number eight at Adair Manor, where they're gonna have the 27 Ryder Cup. So I get to watch those holes and tell everyone exhaustively.
You had a birdie on that. Yeah.
Stab me in the face. But a really cool story I heard, and this isn't going to be political, it's funny because it's funny, was we played a course called Doombag that Donald Trump owns. And we're on the first tee waiting.
What's it called? Doombag?
Doombag. D-O-O-N-B-E-G. And the starter is telling us these stories about Trump. So we're playing from the blues, and then there's one step back is the golds, which is the tips there. And he says, whenever Trump plays here, he always has to play the tips. He always plays the golds. But we know his game. So they completely reconfigure the course. And the tips, he's like, see where the whites are? He's like, that's where we put the tips.
That's funny.
And so Trump came up, last time he came, like a couple months ago, he's a pretty good golfer. He hits his drive down the middle. The line is you aim at a fairway bunker in the distance. He hits it, comes like 10 yards short of the fairway bunker. And he turns around to the crowd that has gathered. And he said, see that, folks? See that drive down the middle? 270, maybe 275. Most likely 275. And the pro came over to the starter and said, did we move the bunker? Because that's 240 out.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That is
so
funny.
Funny, but not unexpected.
Well, but it also indicates that, you know, with Trump, a lot of times people just they're pandering to him basically, and they're allowing the legend to grow in his own mind.
Speaking of pandering to big babies.
Oh, okay.
I think we have a potential guest for a mini interview.
Well, I would say that he should migrate his way over here now. Look, we've got. We've got Gary's replacement, basically, in the house.
Total stud.
I mean, Cam, why don't you come on over?
Absolute superstar.
So
superstar, Cam.
He came in quietly in the beginning of the season, and he had to learn how to make the drinks, which he did.
Great job.
He's
very coachable.
I have a Bloody Mary. He used to play LS baseball.
Yep.
So he is coachable, although I didn't coach him, so I can't say that firsthand. But here he is, Cam. How are you today?
I'm great.
Are you excited to be on the podcast?
Yeah.
You look a little nervous. Look at that. Yeah, Cam looks a little nervous. Now, granted, Cam, there are going to be people in other countries that hear your voice when we drop this podcast. Just FYI.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's a big listenership. Cam, you live in Sudbury?
I live in Lincoln.
That's right. You were LS, but you were a Lincoln kid. And so your commute here is nothing.
No, it's 5-10 minutes.
Have you ever been to the Tack Room?
I have been to the Tack Room.
Tack Room is like our, a little plug for
what's
the Tack Room.
What's your dish of choice there?
what do they call it? It's whatever their cheeseburger is.
Oh yeah, the Tackrum Burger.
Yeah,
I think it's
the Tackrum Burger.
Yeah, which is delicious. Delicious,
and they usually have a special.
We haven't been there in a while.
We need to go.
Yeah, I got to get over there.
Well, I know when we can get you over there a lot for about 6 months.
When? Oh yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. No, but that was a great landing spot for me in the time that I needed it.
Yeah.
There was a point, Cam, you're probably not going to believe this, but there was a point at which I was suspended from this club for 6 months. Hey, we're not going to get into it, but so I needed a place to go, obviously. And TH and I spent a lot of time at the Tack Room. We did a podcast. Remember, we did the podcast from there? So, yeah, stop by there. Tell your friends. Great spot. Great food. Awesome bar. Sadie's the best. We know the owners. And it's a good place. We haven't been there in a while. So yeah. I know Brandon always listens. So, Brandon, we're coming, baby. We're coming.
Yeah.
What else you got for us, Kim? Do you like working at Neshadak?
I love working at Neshadak. 40 hours a week. They're the best 40 hours of my week.
Wow. Oh. Holy moly. Yeah. I would hire this kid if I was still working.
Me too.
That's the problem. You're not going to score any points with us. We don't have jobs for you. All right, that's good though. And how is Gary as a boss?
Gary's a great boss. He can be overwhelming at times, but
overwhelming. Let's talk about overwhelming.
Gary is always working. He puts in 110% effort.
When he's here, he literally doesn't even have banker's hours anymore. Gary used to be. Used to have a day bed here. Now, it's like
that's true.
Well, now it's like the library hours.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's always on the move, Gary.
No, Gary. Look, I mean, Gary's my buddy. I've known him as long as I've been here. Almost, I think I might have preceded him by 1 year, but he does work hard. I get worried for you guys, and I've told you this before because we are in the bunker here. We're in the this is like a bomb shelter. You need to go outside like every once an hour and just get some fresh air because this is just depressing. You can't be in a place without windows all day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's true.
And I know you're out and about, but you got to make sure you go outside at least once. I tell that to Gary. He's going to become like a freaking vampire if he just stays in here.
Yeah. Question for you, speaking of that. As you look at these bare gray walls in the bunker, what do you think we should do with these walls? What would you do if you had complete decorating authority?
I have heard the rumors about a petition to make a window somewhere.
Well, this back wall literally is a exterior wall. If you if you put two windows here, you would immediately have sunlight. It's not even an issue. Our buddy Brendan Driscoll, who's a contractor, he has enough tools in his truck to just come in and knock a couple of holes out of here and put some windows in.
I have a way to do it way more efficiently.
How?
We get two bottles of whiskey. We put it right there on that circular table. We sit you in one chair and Driscoll in the other chair. Within 2 hours, there'll either be a Driscoll size hole or a McGavick size hole.
Well, it'll be a Driscoll size hole, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah. So then it's a door, not a window.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen, I think. And then, obviously, you know, we have these, you don't know this because you're new here, but we have these old plaques, they're shaped like an arrowhead, which is the kind of the logo for the club, that have all the old winners of certain tournaments here, like the club championships and the Invitational and all these, Neshada Cup, Arrowhead Cup, and we don't know where they are. They were like stacked in the attic when they did the redo, and they're like, "Well, we don't know where to put them." They could go right along this wall. At least the men's ones, and they could put the women's ones in the women's locker room. So that's something to think about. Yeah. But It is depressing in here sometimes. You either need to do a podcast. It's perfect for a podcast, or you just need 30 people in here. Anything in between, and it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But look, Kim, you've done a great job. Coming in, have you gotten to know some of the members?
Yes, I've gotten to know a bunch of members.
Are you good with names? Do you remember names?
I know a lot of names.
That's good. They like it when you know their name. You know, a lot of spoiled guys here that want you to know their name.
Sure.
What member has given you the most trouble?
The most trouble?
Scott McGavick.
I was best customer.
Yeah, no, that's probably true.
Why can't both be true?
Well, I guess they could be. Anybody?
No.
You're not going to throw it. You're not throwing anybody under the bus.
Well,
you're too nice a
really
kid.
Really mistreated me in any way.
That's good?
Yeah. No,
that's good. Yeah. If someone ever did, obviously, we would take care of that.
Yeah.
Immediately.
I'd tell you.
Immediately. Yeah. All right. Anything else for Cam?
No.
Cam's got to get back and get my second Bloody Mary ready.
No, Cam, thank you. I'm ecstatic that you've joined the team, and it's awesome seeing you when you're here.
It has been.
It's like, puts a smile on my face if I walk in and Cam's here. I think that's true for a lot of people.
I agree. And I think Gary's done. You know, it's hard to hire. It's hard to hire, period, right? Yeah. We all know that. But he's got Cam doing his 40 hours, which is great. He's got Malaki, who I love, who I don't think he does 40 hours, but he does what he does. He's got Davis, right? Sudbury kid, who does his hours. I think they're all like at 20 hours or something. Because you're mostly the main guy during the week.
Yeah.
And then he's got Will the Thrill. I mean, he's got a good staff. You're all going to have to be you probably have heard from Gary, but you won't know until you are going through it in, 3 weeks now?
Yeah.
When we have the Invitational, you're going to be stepping up.
Yeah.
And you'll make some money because guys will tip you. But this place will be, like, we won't be able, we do a podcast every day during that thing, but we won't be able to do it here because it'll be way too busy. Guys will be coming in at 6 in the morning ready to drink for those 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So be ready to go.
Yeah, sounds like a blast.
Oh,
yeah.
It is.
I think that Cam and his cohort here, it's further proof of something I've been saying for a while, that your generation is just better than our generations and should probably be in charge sooner.
Well, it's better than your generation, not mine. I'm part of the best generation. I am the tail end of the greatest generation.
Look at who you guys have in charge.
Oh, he's not my generation. Neither one of them. No, they aren't. Well, who's gonna be president when your generation comes to the fore?
We're skipping my generation.
Good. What are we gonna do? Have a dictatorship?
No, we're going straight to Cam. We're gonna go straight to like a guy who barely qualifies for
age wise.
Yeah,
it's probably smart.
Yeah,
probably smart.
My generation is a bunch of idiots.
Kim, you can stay if you'd like, and you can opine because you have nothing else to do, right?
Yeah, I've done everything I need to do.
Well, of course you have. That's what you do. CJ, I'm having a Bloody Mary today for a very specific reason. I'm in go mode today.
What because is that, Scott?
We are going up to Salem Country Club, which isn't in Salem. Does that make any sense, Cam? Salem Country Club is in Peabody.
Oh, I was not aware of that.
And we have a tie match today, CJ. Are we still in first place?
We're in first place. I just heard from Bill Scheid and Ricky 2K O'Shana. There was a captain's meeting of all captains from all the clubs a few days ago. I was not able to attend. But apparently there were guys there. Well, when we were at Winchester, they were like, what's going on? Why? How are you in first place? And I BS'd a little. I was like, we've put together algorithms and some machine learning stuff to help us build our rosters. Which is a lie. It didn't happen.
Although I'm not so sure it didn't. I would not put that by you.
Yeah, if there was secret sauce, I'm not revealing it on the podcast to either of our listeners.
There's a secret sauce. It just happens to be me, CJ.
They were asking, hey, what's your formula? We've been looking at your lineups, trying to figure out how you guys are putting these lineups together and winning so big. So I think the word is out. We've been playing well.
Yes.
I would say this is going to be our toughest match.
Target on our backs.
Yeah.
CJ, I was hugely disappointed, as I shared with you, at Braeburn, because my boy Angelo and I did a number on our guys, and we still lost.
Yeah, I mean, look, I would have loved the win, but if you told me before the season started we're going to get 42.5 points at Braeburn, I would have taken it in a heartbeat.
Oh, no, I think we're setting our sights too low.
I know that now.
I mean,
but I'm saying I don't want to, like, hang our head in shame and, like, blow up what we've been doing just based on that result. I'd say let's go do some work at Salem today. I will be supervising from Concord Country Club with Baldini, but let's get some work done today.
We don't need any supervision.
Clearly you need supervision.
No. The supervision clock starts at about 7 o'clock at night. That's when the supervision kicks in.
Yeah.
But luckily you have me there, and I almost defused the other situation. So,
yeah.
CJ and Cam, for this TWI, I wanted to go back to the Braeburn TWI, where my boy Bill Crooker played. And I came up to him. He had lost by like four or something. He played with Toyas. And I go, you know, what? I go, what the hell? And he's like, well, we ran into a buzzsaw. And guess what? When he played with Driscoll at Wellesley, that's what he said there. I'm like, how many buzzsaws are you going to run into? So, yeah, a little disappointed.
Yeah.
A little disappointed in guys like Crooker who take pride in winning. It's like, let's go here.
Yeah, I need you to be the buzzsaw today, Scott.
I expect to be a buzzsaw today. I'm playing well right now. CJ, I think I told you I screwed myself. I've been playing so well that I had now have a new 12-month low. So I guess it does create a debate point that do you want to be playing at your 12-month low? I guess the answer is, to some extent, yes. It's better than your 12-month low being a gap of two shots between what you're playing at the time.
Absolutely.
So there's that. But, I mean, I lost a shot in the Invitational, basically.
I don't know. You keep going. You might be playing from the tips with me.
Yeah, that's not happening. Only you are capable of playing from the tips. But, look, you had eight birdies in Ireland. What are you worried about? But the other thing, CJ, is I'm better off playing in gross tournaments. Do you know any gross tournaments I can play in and win?
Well, I've got our sights set on this Nishada Cup coming up. And
pretty sure we're going to win this.
We qualified second low gross with a triple on four. And we were, I don't know if you saw this, you probably didn't bother to look, but we were low net at 66.
I didn't look at the net at all, We were low net.
Yeah.
Well, oh, that's because of you, right?
Yeah, a couple net eagles.
Because you had some, you had a couple of eagles, I didn't, who cares about the net? But there was a tie at plus nine for all the rest of the guys to qualify. And the only reason that happened is because there wasn't a renewed, there wasn't a champion from last year because it was your boy Jay, right?
Yeah, and he left the club.
So that's why we're taking eight instead of seven. So we end up, who did we draw first round?
Joseph and Friedman.
Jay Joe? Yeah. Jason Joseph?
Yeah.
And Johnny Friedman?
Yeah.
Are playing us gross?
Yeah.
No, I can't wait.
It's going to be a battle.
It's going to be a battle. Hey, it's the game of golf, CJ. Never know.
Yeah.
And we're doing that when?
July 12th.
Why are we waiting so long for that? And that's the day before the Invitational starts.
That's the week before.
I think it's the day before.
I think it's a Friday.
No, I think.
No, it's a Friday.
So when is the Invitational?
The next week.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, CJ, well, that's that. Nice job. We're ready to go. Nishada Cup, locked and loaded. Unfortunately, shifting gears to McGavick Cup, not so much, at least not for the Goodfellas. Goodfellas are done. We've lost four matches. How is your team that I don't even know the name of anymore doing?
Master Exploder, we have our two dream matches coming up in the next week. We have Slam and Sammy Schulzinger going out there, who... I played with him and Doyle yesterday. I gotta tell you, huge applause to Mackenzie Wells. They have turned Pat Doyle and Sam Schulzinger. They have become totally different golfers from what I saw last year.
So they're actually semi golfers now.
Their swings are legit. Doyle used to hit that huge slice. He'd drive the ball at 150 off the tee.
Yep.
He's turned it into a Scotty McGavick power fade.
Yeah. Well, I don't even have, but I don't have that anymore.
He's getting it out there, man. Like,
good for him.
He's the only thing I'll say for both of them. Just some friendly feedback. Love you guys. We need to speed it up a little bit.
Oh boy. Oh, that's a problem.
I don't need six practice swings. And
oh, you kidding me?
I don't need the Tommy Reedy treatment.
I can't play with guys like that, CJ. Yeah. I can't.
Yeah,
so that's up. That's up. Not playing with Sammy. Or, well, Pat. I wouldn't play with Pat Doyle anyway. It's like playing with my kid. But, yeah, not
Doyle's
playing with those guys.
Doyle's so fun.
I love Patty, but I'd rather just drink with him at the bar. He's a lot easier to handle that way. Mm-hmm. But again, I told you, Pat Doyle, and Cam probably knows this, the reason he's here all the time is, he says this, I'm hiding from my family. I mean, he's got little kids and all that. He doesn't need to be going home when he can stay here and hang out and drink. So, yeah, he's here a lot, Pat. He gets his money's worth.
You should make use of the club room. You know?
Absolutely.
Paying all his money.
CJ, any other observations on, don't we have, will we have to award a prize for first half of the season top point getter? Who is in the lead for that now?
I don't know.
I had that up. Right? I do have it up. Sorry. I didn't know I was going to have to do all the stats today. Right now, it's... So it has to be points. Quippen Sippet has 53. They are the highest right now with four matches played. But there are guys, I assume, that can pass them with three matches yeah. played. So we have to hold that in abeyance. And I'm not paying Quippen Sippet. I'm not. So you can pay them. I can't. No, I can't do that.
the damage they've caused to my computer simply by saying their name and it crashing really.
They are truly the most
interesting,
obnoxious team in the tournament. Not Shapiro so much. Shapiro just goes with the flow. But, you know, obviously you got Driscoll and Cricker, and you already know what you're dealing with there. And then Rickenbach, you know, he can become a little bit of a bitch occasionally, and then there's Shapiro.
I can't wait for him to hear that.
Well, I'm not worried about him because he's so fucking, he's so light now. I think I'm pretty sure the Oklahoma thing is back on. Yeah. I think I'd run right through him now. I think I weigh more than he does now.
Yeah, he's looking great, man. I saw him on the range yesterday.
He almost looks too skinny.
I think it was great.
He's got that frame. He's got that big frame. You got to fill that thing out.
Yeah.
So we're not here to talk about.
He's turned himself into what they, and from where I'm from in the South, a tall drink of water.
He's the that's what he is.
A tall drink of water.
Brendan Chortel is bigger than him right now. I'm pretty sure. Yes.
I don't know.
But not in an athletic way, obviously, not Brendan. But, yeah. But so anyway, yeah, but there they are. And we may have to pay them out, unfortunately. God. I know. It sucks.
All right. But, I hate to do this, but I quit. All of it.
That was simple. That's what I'm telling you. That's what they bring you to. CJ, do we have anything else? We don't need to touch on the Celtics. I have to stop reading the sports page on the paper because they're still talking Celtics stories. And I'm like, they actually made a draft pick yesterday. And they picked a guy that's just like Tatum and Brown. I'm like, what are you doing? Cam, thoughts on that?
They need someone off the bench.
I thought they were going to take a big. I don't even understand why they took that kid.
I'm not going to assume that I know more than Brad Stevens.
Who can? Yeah. But there was a rumor that they were just going to pass that pick or trade it, but no one wanted it. You can actually pass and not make the pick because when you take a first-round pick, you owe them guaranteed money.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't have made – that doesn't make sense for them. Their top eight players are coming back.
Maybe they, I don't know, maybe they view him as a specialist or something. Maybe
I just don't think he's going to crack the lineup. Maybe I don't know. Who knows? But he'll just be a guy that maybe they send him to. Do they still have that D League, like where they used to send him to Albany or something?
Yeah.
Do they still even have that?
Yeah.
And then the Bruins traded Linus Allmark. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's been Bruins. They tried to trade him at the deadline this year.
And then they got their first-round pick back, which I guess is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's not going to help them next year.
No, they got to rebuild.
Bruins are still. I think what's going to happen with the Bruins is they're going to have to just see the Marchand Pasternak era through, and I just don't think that's going to be enough to get into the Stanley Cup.
Yeah,
I mean, you look at the teams to play. You look at the Oilers and obviously the Panthers. It's just they're at a different level.
Yeah, I want to say something about the Stanley Cup Finals that it's a gift that keeps giving. Is that when that Game 7 was forced? You see all the Boston Red Sox 2004.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
Back at you.
The only is are they really the only team to do it ever from 3-0? No.
No, the 19 they hockey, it's happened. 19 in the Stanley Cup 1942, the Maple Leafs did it.
Okay.
But it's happened a couple times in the playoffs. Stanley Cup.
It happened to the Bruins one year against I think Flyers, Philadelphia, Flyers, right?
Yeah.
But in baseball, it only happened once. Obviously, I don't think it ever happened in basketball. Well, the Celtics were down. Didn't the Celtics come back from 3-0 against the Heat recently?
And then they lost Game 7.
And they lost Game 7, right? Yeah. That was the game that Jason Tatum turned his ankle or something. But, yeah, I mean, look, whenever that happens, it's amazing. And you think about the pressure in Game 7 on the team that blew. Like, the team that comes back, it's like, okay, we've already done something pretty awesome. But the team that lost a 3-0 lead on that Game 7, that kind of pressure has to be brutal, especially in the Stanley Cup Finals. Yeah. And that was a very good hockey game. I don't know if you watched
great
it.
Great hockey game.
But I mean, they're just throwing themselves around.
Throwing themselves around, sticks breaking left and right. It's so fun to watch.
The way in play, the one thing I notice in playoff hockey that is, especially as you get deeper in, that you don't see as much in the regular season is the way guys will use their body to block shots. You almost can't get a shot through in like the Stanley Cup Finals because everybody's diving around. They'll put their face in front of the puck.
That's not happening in Game 47 of the regular season.
No, but it just goes to show you how much harder it is to score. That's why, I know Edmonton had a game, I think, where they scored 8-1, but it just got out of hand.
Once you're down 3.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, because now you start to play a little looser, you're just trying to open up, and then the whole thing falls apart on you. But when you play like that, and I've seen it with the Bruins, they're not, they used to have guys that would do that would sacrifice their body. I just don't think they have that right now. Yeah. So, all right, CJ, anything else?
No, we hit the 30-minute mark, and
we hit 30 minutes?
Yeah, and the stats are showing that neither of our listeners go past 30 minutes.
CJ likes to make believe that we're not a hugely popular, successful podcast, and therefore I don't tell him about all the advertising money that I've been getting. So, we have to be a little bit more trusting of each other, I think.
I'm aware of all of it.
All right. Cam, sign us – well, no, CJ's got to sign us out. But any last words? Do you want to apologize to Gary for calling him overwhelming?
Yeah, maybe, if Gary listens to the podcast.
We do an Indian version. We get it translated, and he listens to that one.
Is that right?
It's easier for him.
I'm sure.
To listen to it in Hindi, I believe is the way the term they use. But I think he'll be okay. I don't think Gary listens to the podcast. I might mention it to him.
Let's sign out before you get yourself suspended.
Oh, no! There he is!
Thank you, CJ.
What timing!
I need to go.
What timing! Gary, come on over. Wow. What time is it, CJ? 10:48. Gary, you're early today.
All right.
Well, Gary's going to sign us out. Gary. Gary's hiding. All right. CJ, sign us out.
All right. Peace, love, and reciprocals. Keep them coming.